Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
What not to go off topic? Bigger get, Leah Anthony or Takahashi Takanari?
That would probably be a big one. The guy who invented cosplay?
Yeah, I think that's probably.
I thought you were going to ask me if getting Joshua Adams.
Practically compass.
It is practically compass.
What does that mean?
We don't know.
Josh Adams was a big get.
I think we kind of touched the sun. We have not had a Comic-Con or Fan Expo interview that was half as good as Joshua Adams. Okay. And yet we still try. But it's like, maybe we should just leave it alone.
Maybe.
Once you talk to the guy who has won 3 awards for cosplay coverage, you got to just maybe put the microphone down and say,
yeah, now you were
done.
Not to stick too much with this, but you were a bit of a Hunter Dobbins to his Lance Dobbins, where you just kind of took him at his word for those awards.
I didn't look it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Joel Sherman somewhere is like,
let me dig in on this. I did not look it up. Yeah, that's true. Maybe he is a liar. But I did take him at his word. All right, Jones, we go out to Yellowstone.
Oh.
Yellowstone for
this
one. You know what? I've never been, although my dad did go to the University of Wyoming.
You sure?
Yeah, did he?
Well, good point. I didn't see him graduate.
Check those transcripts.
Was it there?
Good point.
Pretty sure he went to Wyoming. He told me he went to Wyoming.
Okay.
Let's stick with
he told you he went there. Yeah.
So as you can imagine, this one may involve a creature. This one might be a little bit of an animal creature feature story. Let's find out what happened in Yellowstone.
Breaking from Yellowstone National Park, a New Jersey man is gored by a bison.
Gored by a bison.
Gored by a bison. I feel like we don't talk a lot about bison.
Mm-mm.
They don't come up very often. Not an animal I don't think you'd want to really cross paths with.
I wouldn't.
They're very strong. They look like they're strong. And they have giant horns.
Real tasty in a burger.
You like a bison burger?
I like a bison burger.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I've had it often, but I like a bison
burger. You ever had an ostrich burger?
No.
They say there's less meat, but you eat more of it. Is that like a Costanza thing? You're at a, bison burger I have had.
Yeah, I've had a bison burger. Yeah.
It's a little.
You think it's gamey? Don't say gamey. Say, don't
earthy,
you dare say.
No,
don't,
gamey.
Don't
a little bit gamey.
No,
gamey.
Don't you dare say that.
A little bit.
It's good.
A little bit.
Breaking from Yellowstone National Park, a New Jersey man is gored by a bison. The encounter happened in the Upper Geyser Basin at Old Faithful this morning. Park officials say the bison gored the 30-year-old man after several visitors got too close.
All right, so this is a big problem.
Yeah.
Is it, and we don't know specifically if this was the case with this gentleman, and I'm not here to victim shame. That's the last thing we're going to do on Kiefer Madness. But we have had a lot of stories in the past of the got to get a selfie. I got to get a selfie with this lion, or I got to go, I got to get a little closer to the elephant. And they're like, oh, the elephant stomped on a guy? It's like, yeah, because he like got right in his face.
Yeah.
So
you got under his feet trying to take a selfie.
This is my guess. Now, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is he trying to like photograph these bison and then get involved with the bison? You don't need to get close to the bison.
See, now this is where I think we get into a bit of a gray. What part of Jersey is this guy from? Like, is this like Sopranos, New Jersey?
Oh, maybe.
You know, because it can be quite green in New Jersey.
He thinks the bison was calling him out for maybe being a tough guy.
Well,
and he's like, well, I'll show you.
Well, sure, there's some of that.
Trying to fight the bison.
I just think maybe there's, you know, you're a bit of a city slicker and you're not really used to the ways of the country.
Yeah.
And I think maybe there's some of that going on where you're a little out of your element. And so, is he like Christopher Maltisanti. Yeah. You're trying to take a picture with the yak. I'm sorry, I said yak. The bison.
Yeah, maybe. I feel like it's more of like a TikTok sensation.
Yeah,
and like,
could be that.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's true. Did you see there was a rumor?
Oh?
You mentioned City Slickers?
Yeah.
Oh, no, never mind.
I could have sworn with all the Googling you were doing, I could have sworn we were getting the Bison Deli reference is what I thought we were getting.
I thought there was I was trying to think of a guy. There was a guy that was offered City Slickers. I think it was Steve McQueen, turned it down.
Which role? For the old fella?
Yeah,
there?
The Jack Palance.
Curly's Gold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe the story goes, Steve McQueen, maybe the original badass, some would say.
Some would say.
Legendary actor Steve McQueen was offered the role of Curly, played by Jack Palance, who I think was nominated for an Oscar for it. And Steve McQueen was like, no, I don't want to die in a movie. Like, I won't do it. Like, it is a movie, Steve. Yeah, you're not going to actually die.
Like, I don't want to be in a movie where the character dies?
Yes, that was like an old school thing back in the day. It's like, if you're like a real like leading man, you're like, I can't die in the movie. You're like, well,
really?
It's a movie.
Wow.
Like, I think you'll be all right. But yeah, I think Steve McQueen
I don't respect it. I really respect it. I die in...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The script?
I'm not
taking it.
Yeah. Like, there's a pretty good script.
That's the anti-Sean Bean.
It dies in every movie.
Dies in every movie.
He's like, I die first. No, he can't die first. But yes, I think what a different movie that could have been had it been the original badass Steve McQueen.
Park officials say the bison gored the 30-year-old man after several visitors got too close. First responders treated his injuries and transported him to a hospital. An investigation is...
What do you think the injuries were? And be specific.
Yeah, but
I mean, a gored?
A goring, so, but where?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're getting at. I bet it's behind you, because once it starts running at you, you're running away.
I feel like if you...
I bet you're getting gored. I almost said it.
Don't say it. Yeah. Does goring imply, like, puncturing, like,
I think
all the way through,
well,
right?
Yeah, I think you're getting punctured gored. Yeah.
Like right through the leg or something?
Sure.
Man, that's...
Right in the hammy.
Not great.
You don't want that.
That's a meaty hammy, but still, that is... How's your trip to Yellowstone? Well, it's going great. I tried to take a picture of the bison, a gourd.
First responders treated his injuries and transported him to a hospital. An investigation is underway, and this is the second bison encounter this year.
I would assume the investigation is about the human, right? They're not investigating the bison, are they?
Well.
No stone unturned?
Well, I think you got to... The bison... They probably have, like, a local bison cop.
You think they have a bison cop?
I'm saying, like, a bison... within the herd probably is in that role.
Yeah.
So they'll do their side of the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
The humans do their side.
Mm-hmm.
They compare notes.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah.
With the first one happening in early May.
Okay, so they're looking into... Oh, yeah, so there was a goring in May.
Okay.
And now 1 month later, there's another one. So these are starting to pick up a little bit. So it's a little bit of a PSA if you go to...
go to Yellowstone.
Yellowstone.
Keep your distance.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah. Now... We are getting quite a few texts that Steve McQueen, may he rest in peace.
Oh, no, no.
Was gone much, much before City
Slickers. Thanks for clearing that up. It was not Steve McQueen. It was Charles Bronson. It was Charles Bronson.
There you go.
I screwed that. This, it was actually on a, one of Bill Simmons' movie podcasts. They were talking about Death Wish, and I think they said Bronson was up for the role of Curly. And Bronson was the one that didn't want to die. Although I feel like Steve McQueen also probably would have felt the same way.
Right.
That's my guess.
He was turning down scripts in the sky is what he was doing at that point.
Came out
in
1991.
Like, no.
Although these scripts are in development for a long time.
Know.
No, but it was. Thank you. I knew I wasn't sure about it. That's why I didn't say it at first. Because I was thinking badass. And my first thought is Steve McQueen, not Charles Bronson.
Right.
Both badass, though. So now we finally figured
out. Now Rushmore, badass. Yeah. Save that for Monday.
Save that for Monday. Yeah.
But yeah, you could do that for sure.
I would
say keeping your distance. Yellowstone, I think, would be tough for me. Don't you know? You don't really want to leave. Is it one where you drive through and you're kind of in your car a bunch?
I think
when
you might be in your car a lot.
The animals?
It's probably safer in there than you are right in front of them.
I did, we kind of did a drive through Yosemite when I was a kid. Or we did drive through Yosemite. We would get out at various
Sick
points.
Sick brag, bro.
Thank you. But I don't remember much animal interaction at Yosemite.
Yeah.
But I think Yellowstone, you're really, you gotta be careful leaving the car.
It'd be
I think.
Full of animals.
Head on a swivel.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be careful out there.
Okay.
Yep.
Good PSA for the people out there. That's the madness. Kiefer Madness every Tuesday, most Thursdays.
You could see a bear. You could see a
what else
elk.
Do you see there?
You could see a mountain goat. You see a moose. You could see a wolf. You could see the Yellowstone cutthroat trout. You could see bats. You could see beavers. Just leave it at that.
Okay. Let's.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say, when you were saying the Yellowstone, I thought you were going to say like the Yellowstone Yeti or something. Like there was a myth
about
it.
No, bighorn sheep.
Okay.
You'll see those guys.
Yellowstone, what was the name of the fish
again? The jackrabbit, I think, does, I believe the jackrabbit originates from Wyoming, I think. That's another cryptid. You know, jackrabbit?
No.
Jackalope.
Yeah, it's got like a big.
Jackalope, yeah.
What'd I say? Jackrabbit? Oh, no, jackalope. Jackalope.
I think what'd I say?
The jackrabbit.
Steve McQueen?
I'm having a real hard time here. This Charles Bronson thing. My head is swimming. No, the jackalope, I believe, is from that area.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Jackrabbit's not real rabbit.
It's like jackrabbit. I don't know this
jackrabbit. Jack Caglione.
All right. We'll get to Rob Bradford joining us at 1 o'clock as opposed to 11:30. Yeah. We'll see what Bradfo has cooking coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.